In recent weeks, Evergrande has been selling off assets to meet its debts, but has still been missing repayment deadlines. Now analysts are predicting it may have to sell off part of its property management unit to a Hong Kong-based real estate company to raise billions of dollars more. As Evergrande's problems have snowballed, its shares have lost more than 80% in value this year. It has well over 1,000 property developments across China, putting many homeowners at risk of losing their investments. Founded in the mid-90s, Evergrande has grown quickly into a conglomerate not only involved in real estate, but with interests in sectors from personal finance to food and drink and electric cars. Even owning one of China's most important football clubs. And there are growing fears about the possible contagion effect for other large property developers.
Because the Evergrande saga has been dragging on for some time, the property market has really come to a standstill, and property prices are falling.
Given Evergrande's size and reach across the Chinese economy, there's real concern about the fallout if it fails, or even if it can be allowed to fail by the central government, especially in a country where maintaining social stability is so important. In the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen, worried investors have laid siege to the company's offices. "Return our money," chant these protesters. It's widely believed the government has been prodding state-backed entities to buy assets from Evergrande to prop it up, with the priority being to settle debts at home first.
Evergrande has a heavy exposure to the overseas investors, the bond market. But then I think they're the last in line to get their payment.
Selling more assets will give Evergrande another respite, but the billions of dollars of debt it will still carry forward makes its whole future an uncertain one. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.